When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Oh,
right. We're recording. Hello. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Bill Spadia here with my podcast co-host, Jessica Gibson. Jay is not here for this special episode of our Speaking Wedding podcast. We are joined by my morning show producer Kristen.
Woohoo.
How hey. You doing, Kristen?
This is fun, guys. Thanks for the invite.
Right? I thought we had such a good show with the wedding segment. Mm-hmm. And I thought, let's do a podcast on it because it's the hottest topic that we cover. So welcome.
You're
right. It really is, right? Like
there's a lot of issues in New Jersey, but the prices of the weddings. Let's get to that.
It's a huge issue.
Huge issue. Yeah. So Jessica just got married, as you know, if you are a loyal listener to our speaking podcast, because Jay and I decided to record a podcast. Jessica, I don't think your dad was thrilled with the fact that we recorded a podcast during your wedding.
He can be intimidating, and sometimes his jokes, like, people think he's serious.
So he was kidding?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right.
I think so. Because
maybe he was just not happy because we didn't get him in the podcast.
Yeah.
Your mom joined, though. Your mom went on.
Yeah, you're right.
And
I didn't think it was that bad because I liked the perspective of what was going on at the wedding.
Exactly.
It was kind of like watching your wedding video, except it's your wedding podcast.
See, that was this is what I was thinking the entire time. Actually, it just hit us. We were sitting at the table, Kristen, and I looked at Jay. I'm like, podcast? He's like, yeah. And that was it. And we did it.
That's like an extreme behind the scenes of anything, really.
Well, think about it, right? Because we walked around and talked to guests.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know what episode
Crystal
number
was on it. My mom.
It was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun. So we had asked the question on the air. So Kristen's wedding is coming up in January.
2020.
Yes. So we have a year.
Yeah.
We have 13, a year.
Well, yeah, 13 well, months by the
I don't know when this will drop.
Oh.
Maybe we'll drop it right before the next wedding. I don't know. Whenever it drops, it drops.
January 2020.
How's
so whenever you
going?
Are listening to this. Anyway, go ahead.
The planning. We're on a pause right now, but I feel like come January, when it is a year, everything's going to start picking up because we have to do our engagement shoot. We have to send out save the dates. I have to get fitted for a dress. We have to do the registry. And I have a headache now even talking about it.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Because I like just went and jumped in and did it all really quickly.
You did. So, you did it in like what?
A few months? But I knew there would be no breaks. Like people would be constantly talking about the registry or something else if I hadn't done it right away.
Right. Well, I remember you cutting it close for the invitations.
Well, I didn't know. Right. Now you know. So you're welcome.
Thank you.
I guess you would have done it like 3 months out though. All those, we couldn't make any of the not like deadlines where they kind of have an idea of like, here's when you should do this by.
Right.
And usually you really don't technically need to do it by then, but just everything piles up so much.
Right.
That.
Well, all the advice I'm getting is do everything a year out. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to fit everything in January. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not. But did you have a website?
Yeah. I did it on Squarespace. It was super easy.
Okay.
If you need any tips.
Well, the problem is that we don't have engagement pictures yet. So everyone's like, well, put them up on the website.
I didn't get my engagement pictures until the day before the wedding.
So did you just put regular pictures up, I guess, throughout your relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Wait, on the website?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody do that?
Does everyone
and do?
Do
you make it public?
Well, everyone actually, that was surprising. That was like the one thing all the traditional people were like, we need your wedding website. Like, I guess they need your registry.
And then
all the details of like what time the ceremony starts, where to stay for the hotel, when. Yeah.
It was really convenient. But then in the tweets about the wedding podcasts.
Yeah.
I never included the website.
No, don't do that.
Well, that was, I know, but I almost did.
Oh my gosh.
And then I caught myself. I'm like, I probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah. No. Good job.
Right? It was good. I kept myself in check because I'm like, everything's not public. All of a sudden, who knows? Who could, like, that's.
Some people do make their website private, though, and they give you like a passcode to get
in. You have a password. I thought that, but then I realized it was public. But then I asked you, and you're like, you don't have to tweet that.
I don't know.
I tweet everything.
That would have been weird.
Yeah.
Right? You've noticed that.
No kidding.
So are you going to have a website? Do you have one?
We don't have one yet, but we will. And that's the thing. It's people want to know. You know, when you send out your invitations, it's only what? 2 months, maybe 3 months before your actual wedding.
Yeah.
If you have everything set up, people want to block their rooms at the hotel like 8 months before. So that's where all that information goes. I just, you know, there's just so many rules, quote unquote rules, that you have to follow. And everyone's like, did you do this? Did you do that? And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to. You know, like,
well, it's your wedding, so just make it up.
True. That's true. Yeah.
What?
Well,
yeah, that was a look, Bill.
Because I had a thought, and that was when you said registry. Do more people write checks, or do more people go and give a gift?
Well, I think you're supposed to give a gift for the bridal shower. Is that correct? And then you write a check for the wedding?
I mean, Jody and I don't even think about going to a registry.
Yeah. We got like every gift off a registry. It was like a check would have been fine.
The shower, or you got that at the wedding? People went and
people also for the wedding ordered off the registry to the point where there was like nothing left.
Well, that's good.
That's not a bad thing. Yeah.
Was it everything you really needed, or you're like, oh, that'd be cool if we had that?
I would have. Yeah. Well, I would have spent the money on those types of things anyway. But I'm like one of those shoppers that like waits to find things on sale.
So right. It did kind of hurt me to be like, oh, paying full price.
Somebody paid full price. Yes. Right, right.
I'm like, you could have just written me a check. It would have been much appreciated.
But what kind of things do you put on a registry?
Plates.
Like, is it household stuff?
Bedding. Yeah, a lot of kitchen stuff.
Well, it's funny. Because
I asked that because, you know, you aged me on the air today. And yes. You're right. I know. Mm-hmm. I age myself all the time. I play a millennial once in a while, but I'm clearly not. And I think, like, is that old school? Kitchen appliances and things like that. Because that's what I think was on our registry. And China.
No. Well, China, yeah.
I don't think it's upgraded, except for now you can actually buy, like, honeymoon items, like honeymoon
really?
Activities. That's kind of the same as
like
giving money.
Like people paying for the windsurfing?
I'm yes. very against
really?
It, but we are doing it. I got outvoted on that one. And we're doing it for our honeymoon. So we're
going
to register it like Bed
going?
Bath Beyond and put on a quesadilla maker or whatever. And then also do a honeymoon. We're going to Disney World.
Nice.
So you're going to have people... Like, what would you sponsor?
That's weird, right?
Yes.
I know.
Yes, right?
I know. I'm
like
against it.
Like, sponsor a ticket, like a pass at the park? Well, do they know what you want to do?
A dinner.
Yeah.
All right. Like a gift card to a dinner.
Yeah. Like, you down there, you
but
can get on
you
a boat.
List it?
And,
you're going to
oh,
say,
yeah.
oh, these are all the things we're going to do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for the wedding registry, my friend is having an engagement party. So do I also buy a registry gift for an engagement party? What do I do?
You know, the engagement parties I've been to, and I don't even know if this is right, but honestly, all I've given is maybe like a Lennox like ring dish for the bride.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? An engagement gift, then a bridal shower gift. If you're invited to the bachelorette, you have to bring something there, and then a wedding gift.
Yeah.
I mean, how much money are you spending?
Right.
You know? So an engagement gift, I don't know. I think a ring dish is nice.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But you need to get a gift for each phase.
It's almost easier if they just had
right?
a registry that I could buy, like, you know, set of
but
wine glasses
is
off
there
of.
Is there a shower registry?
Yes, that's the main registry.
Really?
Yeah, for the shower.
Yeah, but then for the wedding, people went and ordered off of it, too.
Which is crazy. That's a West Coast thing.
Do you do both? Like
yeah.
you
well,
order,
they didn't
like,
bring wrapped gifts to the wedding. Mm. They just shipped them to our house.
Oh, that's different.
That's, you know,
okay.
That's good, though.
But that yeah.
Right? That's convenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember, I don't really remember, but I think we had, I'm sure people brought gifts.
I can't wait for Elizabeth's wedding.
I
feel like you were laughing at me the whole entire time. I cannot wait to
I
just all be like,
right.
oh, how's it going?
I wonder.
And you're like, we don't talk about anything else in my house except for a wedding.
That's what's going to, but that's what happened to
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Right? It became all the obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you also crammed it into like 3 months of let's get everything done.
Yeah.
My dad's coworker had his neighbor, his wife's best friend planning her daughter's wedding. And he's like,
really?
All like, yes. Like, how far removed are you from that wedding?
Right?
Like, the mother of the bride is your best friend, and that's your, like, I don't know. He said, all my house talks about is this girl's wedding.
Was your dad actively involved?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he listened to everything.
Wow.
Is your dad actively involved in the plan? Because I have a feeling when Elizabeth gets married, I will probably have nothing to do with it.
No, my dad's not. My
the
dad,
plan, by her choice.
I just called
him. Like, dad, just I'll let you know.
I just
right.
called him playing, like, dad, this is happening. Dad, that's happening. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he was there to receive the vent.
Yes. Right.
That's the role I play. Huh. Nobody, because if I get involved, all of a sudden, I'm a micromanager.
Well,
you know, if I get involved, I'll be like, well, wait, hold on a minute. This is going to happen. What about this? And then all of a sudden, you know, if you ask me a question about, like, the what you're going to serve
gonna
for food.
You're going to give your advice.
I will give my advice.
Yeah, right.
And I have a lot of advice to give.
But I also feel like the dads are there to write some checks. Just a few. Maybe not all.
Oh, that,
but just a
that
few.
Will mainly be my job.
Exactly.
Yes, that's pretty much.
Dad, can I get married at this venue? Dad, can we have a band?
That's what I expect.
Well, those are the questions
you know,
he was getting.
But you know what's funny on my end is I'm paying for all of that because I want to be able to choose.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people whose, you know, mom and dad pay for the music or the photographer, and it's up to them because they're the ones paying.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't want to have that say. Like, I don't mind paying, but I expect to.
Right.
But I don't want to micromanage.
It'll come up to Jody.
Yeah, Jody and Elizabeth can make those decisions. Believe me, they don't want me making any of those decisions. And I don't want to either. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what perspective do I have? I mean, it's, you know, I have no, because I think, I don't know, was Chase actively involved?
No, but I spent so much time on the phone with my mom. We had to up our like cell phone data.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, because it was just insane how much I talked to my mom about it.
But that's what it is. It's the bride's day. I think every guy can, right.
I agree, 100%.
And then the mother of the bride gets to dance and the father of the bride, or the mother of the groom and the father of the bride. And then the mom who does all the work just like
stands there
in the I know the moms
do the work, right?
She did all the work.
Speaking of dancing with your dad, did you pick the song or did your dad pick the song?
My dad.
Yeah
I mean, it was a joint effort.
Yeah,
it was Billy Joel, Vienna.
Oh, that's cute. Okay,
do you know that song?
I do know that song.
Good
well,
for
Billy
you.
Joel, you know
who Billy Joel is.
Wait, who didn't I know this morning?
Backstreet Boys.
The Weezer. Okay, so Weezer redid a Toto song, and then it made the song so popular again.
I feel like we should be playing Africa right now.
He goes, the Weezer.
Is it Weezer's?
Just Weezer.
That's such an old Weezer man.
Help Weezer. Me. Weezer.
W-E-E-Z.
You were surprised I didn't know.
E-R, yeah.
Or just like that. That was a huge eye roll this morning.
Yeah.
That was bad.
It was shocking.
Weezer.
It was really shocking. Like, how did you get to this point in your life and not know?
I have no idea. I've heard some of the songs, I think. Not the ones you were playing, though.
My dad says he listens to the podcast, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. And then he's always like, you have to know what that movie is. How did you not?
So the tables have been turned.
Yes.
Yeah.
I but I'm not a huge music guy.
Right.
Yeah, you've said that. Yeah.
I don't care.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't care. And I didn't have a ton of input on our wedding because I thought, let Jody and her mom decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
So you didn't care?
No, I didn't care.
Okay.
I know, didn't care. But did you give advice when you were asked?
Oh, if someone asks me a question, you're going to definitely get an answer.
Because
never get
Chase whatever. Was giving me a lot of, like, he didn't want to have to defend his decision after he, like, gave input. So he was just not giving input on anything. And I was like, I need opinions here. I need, second eyes.
There's a hesitation, and I get that. Because oftentimes in a conversation, and this is not a sexist thing, but between men and women.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Usually women just want to vent. They really don't want your advice.
That's very true. Just listen.
Right? Like, just how about you just listen to me?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, but my brain triggers into, oh, now we're talking about this. We have a problem to solve. Let's get the maps out and let's really discuss let's chart a course to victory. And that is not always wanted.
Even with my friends.
I've gotten much better at that. It took me 24 years of marriage. I'm getting there.
Just listen.
But isn't that true, though? So we're gun shy.
Of course. That's why.
I don't blame Chase. Because you think, this could go wrong.
I don't have any opinion. Don't ask me.
But now does he, after the fact, say,
we should have done that.
No.
All right. So that's good. So that's credibility.
Did that frustrate you? Like, did you want his input?
Yeah. Like, I needed help. And then. Yeah.
I get it.
Like what?
Oh, God. I'm so glad it's behind me.
You've watched it all. It's all. Oh, Kristen. It's
the
all
year is off.
On the horizon. Is Ryan helping?
No.
Not at all?
Oh, my gosh. No. No.
And like, is he a negative or a positive or a neutral?
No, he's just like, whatever you want, babe. I'm like, no, I don't say that.
Well,
don't say that.
When you ask your friends, you are asking just to kind of vent and talk about it. Mm-hmm. But then they're like, what color am I going to wear? What looks good on my skin tone? My mom's doing the same thing. What color looks good on their skin tone? And it's like, ugh.
Really? Those are questions?
Yes.
Oh,
and then
yes.
It's more the thing that
it
like,
is easier to be a guy.
Everyone internalizes and thinks about themselves. And then you're just kind of exhausted by it. So that's why you go to your fiancé saying, I need opinions.
Right.
And they are just, they don't care.
Definitely cannot ask your fiancé about the color of the bridesmaid's dresses.
He was like, oh, that's a summery color.
Right?
He was like, oh, that's good for summer. That's like not so good for summer. Because we had a summer wedding.
Yeah.
But I definitely went to him for these questions.
But he gave answers as far as colors. I wouldn't have touched that one.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. That looks great. Yeah.
Oh,
that
boy. One,
right? Well, because to me, that's a little out of my league.
Well, when you ask him like 50 times.
Right.
Then
so after like the third or fourth time, he should have been like,
it's easier just to give an answer at that point than to be like, I don't know.
So have you asked Ryan?
No, I picked the colors of the bridesmaids' dresses. Those things I picked. You know what? Now that we're talking about colors and dresses, I have an issue.
What?
My mother and my future mother-in-law want to wear the same color to the wedding.
What's wrong with that?
That's awful.
Is it?
Yes. My mom's like, she better not wear the same color.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what color?
Black.
Wait, black?
Black.
Wait, is that a color for a wedding?
I feel like black is like the mother of the groom's color, though.
Well, here's the thing. Because we're 3 days after New Year's, our color theme is black and gold.
Oh, all
so
right.
The bridesmaids
are
going to be
in wedding.
Black. Right.
Yeah. I told everyone coming to my wedding to wear like blue or purple.
Oh, you told them?
Yeah, so it looked coordinated.
I don't care what color they wear to my wedding as long as no one shows up in white. If they wear white, they're out.
Did anyone wear white? People usually don't.
You shouldn't.
But what about like an off-white?
Not right.
Don't even do that.
Someone was wearing like a white pinstriped outfit at my rehearsal dinner, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, really?
What are you doing?
Do you think people notice that at a wedding? I mean, I wouldn't have noticed.
I think so. I think women
don't.
Do.
I think
women
people don't, yeah. though. Because they're like, look how pretty I look in this.
they don't even think about it.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I look great.
It's like you don't wear red to a funeral. You don't wear white to a wedding.
See, I've had this conversation. I don't know.
Some people do that, yeah.
It depends.
I'm showing Kristen my picture of my, the family picture where everyone's kind of in the same color.
I think things have changed in terms of like a funeral. Wear, because I had this conversation, one of my son's friends, his father passed away and we had
a funeral.
And he asked, he's like, what do you wear? Like, and I think if you're wearing a suit, you could, even if it's a lighter color, I think it's okay.
It's so much easier for guys.
It's much easier for a guy. But you could wear, I know what you're saying. Like, no, I wouldn't, I wouldn't wear the bright red tie. But I don't know, for my, for Jody's grandmother's funeral, I think I wore like a green tie because she was so Irish. And it was, but it was as an honor to her.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I get that. Just don't wear white. I did
an event last night for the Flemington Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Or the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
And I walked in. I didn't know I was speaking, but, you know, so there was a DJ there. And all of a sudden I get introduced as I walked in. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to do that.
What's going on?
And the guy was wearing a purple suit.
Nice.
And I'm like, I could never pull that
off. Am I underdressed?
That's like a Night at the Roxbury.
Purple suit, red shirt.
Night at the Roxbury. Yes. Do you know what Night at the Roxbury is, Bill?
No, what is
it? Oh, boy.
Really?
I think of Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
There you go.
How about me? Look at that.
Woo.
He was a DJ. Okay. So it's Dr. D was his name. Mm. Super nice guy. And so it must have been a theme. Purple suit, red shirt.
Wow.
Not a good look.
No.
Not a funeral outfit.
Definitely not a funeral outfit. Not, I don't think a wedding outfit either, but certain skin tones can pull that off.
Yeah.
Different colors. Like I couldn't.
We,
right?
Me and my mom got into a huge argument over the junior bridesmaid. She wanted to put her in like a cute white dress. Ugh. And the junior bridesmaid was taller than the bridesmaids themselves. So I was like, we can't do that. And she kept bringing it up until the point where it's such a big fight.
Did they all wear the same color, your bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same color, same dress, but she was walking down with the flower girls and stuff.
Oh, who were wearing white?
Yeah,
yeah,
which is fine because
that's appropriate because they're kids,
right?
They're four. Yeah,
okay, so it doesn't matter.
They don't look like the bride,
right? Yeah, far
but
from it.
why not the same color for the two moms?
Yeah,
it's just I think that's a thing.
Is it? I don't know what a thing is.
From what I heard, my mom made it of she. Told me, she goes, you better make sure.
I haven't seen too many. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. That's it. My mom was just like, you better make sure that I'm the only one wearing black.
I haven't been to too many weddings. And the few I've been to, the mother of the groom always looks like she's at a funeral and looks miserable and is always in black. And I'm like, God, don't, like, it's so hard to watch, like, you losing your son and you're dressing like it's a funeral. And
that's
it makes
why
me so
I reacted
sad.
To black. I wouldn't think you'd wear black.
Only because it's
everyone
our
in her color.
Right. Only because it's part
theme.
Of our theme. If it wasn't, she wouldn't wear it.
So the bridesmaids are going to have black on or gold?
She's dressing to wear the match the wedding party.
Right. She actually.
But that's my. So they're going to be in all black or are they like alternating black and gold?
The bridesmaids will be all in black.
Okay.
I told my mother to wear black and gold. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she could find a black and gold dress. I think that would be prettier than just solid black.
Yes.
But, you know, my mother.
Now, what about Ryan? What traditional black tux or no? He's going to go.
No tux. Yeah, they're going to do traditional tux because we're going to do. I wanted to
vest
do.
Or cummerbund.
I haven't gotten that far. I'm sure I will make that decision.
What did Chase wear? I don't remember. Yeah. Was it a vest or?
I don't think it was either. It must have been a vest. Lou is waving at us.
Oh, is he ready to start?
It definitely wasn't a cummerbund.
Hmm.
Yeah. There was.
Did you have like a certain attire? Like I wanted to do black tie. And my mom goes, you can't do that. So we're doing black tie optional.
Yeah, I think in the wintertime you could do black tie optional.
Yeah.
Because
optional, yeah.
Everything tends to be more formal.
Right.
But then what separates the groom? Nothing. Everybody's just in black tie.
Yeah, but
I don't think it matters for guys.
I only know a few people, obviously, outside of the wedding party that own tuxedos.
Yeah.
So I can't see a lot of people that aren't groomsmen or my dad or...
Right. All the groomsmen wore black ties and then the groom wore a white tie.
I like that.
That's it.
Yeah, I like the white tie. They I all like look the same. One thing that's off. I think
maybe
that's great.
Ryan could wear gold.
A gold
everyone
tie.
Everyone else could wear black. Yes.
That's a great.
Thanks, look, guys.
How about that?
Or like an ivory gold.
Yeah, not like yeah.
These are the conversations you have when you plan a wedding. They're insane.
This is a very detailed conversation. I feel like we should do another wedding podcast.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think let's do that. I think this is we're onto something here.
Good.
And let me pause for a second for our sponsors. All right.
Great.
That was a productive conversation.
It was.
Yeah.
So let's
got
just go through it. What did we solve?
Solve
the groom's tie.
Yeah.
We've not solved the
someone needs
mother's
to talk to your mother-in-law
yet.
About what color dress she's wearing.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be me. I'm going to have to
you're
going
to have
just,
to have that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're going to just go, like, when are you going to do it? Because what I'd like to do is have a podcast right after.
Oh, yes. You know what? I think I'm going to wait until January. That way it's a year, but I'm not going to say, hey, you can't wear black. I'm going to say, you know what? Blue looks really nice on you.
Purple and red.
Purple and red. I don't care any color but black.
Yeah, you should find a dress for her and say,
there we
really,
go.
Yeah.
This is what you ought to, right?
That's
take
true.
The positive route.
Take her shopping.
This is awful.
Gotta take her shopping.
So your stress level is only going to increase.
Yeah, and I'm already stressed. So yeah.
You seem pretty, you're all right though. You're handling it. You'll be all right.
Okay.
Wait. Let's talk to her in like November.
Yeah.
Right before. Because your stress just gone.
It's so great. It's like, let's just sit on the couch and watch TV now.
Right. And now, and you get to call yourself a newlywed, I think 2 years. I think 2 years.
I was in a group meeting. I had to tell a fun fact. And I was like, and I just got married. And that was my husband was like, how long are you going to milk that for? And I was like, I don't know. It's still working, though.
Keep doing it. Yeah. Why not? All right. Thanks for listening. We will bring producer Kristen back for a follow-up wedding segment because there are many more issues to solve. And I'm sure that they want my advice.
Yes.
Probably not.
Need your advice.
All right. Thanks, guys. Remember, go when you're on the website, if you're hearing this podcast from NJ1015.com, make sure you subscribe so you do not miss an episode. And if you go back, I don't know what number it is, but Jessica got married in August. And it's somewhere in that first or second week in August.
Yep.
We posted, right? Do you remember what number
it
was?
I don't know which number it was, but I definitely got married in August.
Right. You do know that. All right. Excellent. So, but you want to hear the behind the scenes at Jessica's wedding. But if you subscribe to the podcast, it's now #SpeakingPodcast. You will get all of our episodes. Some are serious. Some are light. Some are speaking comedy. Some are speaking recovery. Some about weddings. We do it all. Remember, follow me on Twitter @BillSpadia, follow Jessica @ChasingJessNut, and follow Kristen @ProducerKristen. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.